that hegemon! In the immortal words of a cheddar-complected former president, China. Frankly, China. No, not the former women's and intercontinental champion Triple H and Stephanie McMahon all but fucking killed. The second biggest bully on the block, the Sino-socialist shitshow known as West Taiwan. All right, so China ain't technically a hegemon. Fuck, they ain't even a digimon at this point. But a single peep of the propaganda on TV would lead you to think that they long since fucking have. Combing the mainstream media and information superhighway, you're subject to more breathless hyperbole on the subject of China than 5 seconds of one of my rants. But I'm here to tell you, when you actually break the facts and figures down, we should certainly take the Chinese seriously. But the promulgation of doomsday predictions of mainland Maoist invasions only serves the purposes of China's propaganda apparatus. Look, do we have debt? Nah, bitch. KB Toys had debt. We're deeper in the red than Elizabeth Bathory's skinny dipping. Do we have inflation? Yeah, like Elvira's fucking tits, my friends. Culture wars, urban unrest, plummeting birth rates, aging demographics, political corruption, cronyism, prolonged deep state dickings. Yes, yes, and double fucking yes. So understand the impact when I tell you to take a seat, have a cigarette and a poop, and fucking relax, folks! Because for as idiotic and obvious as our present decline, China suffers from all of the above times 20. I mean, you want debt, dipshits? Turn the CCP's pockets inside out and just watch those tumbleweeds roll the fuck out. If we all agree the US has gone full bore selling baby blood to pay the light bill, and who with a functioning ocular cortex would not, just wait till you see what China does to babies. But enough about CCP cuisine. Boasting a debt-to-GDP ratio equal to the United States, with only a fraction of America's affluence to pay for it, and worse still, their rate is climbing nearly twice as fast as fucking ours. The highest such rate of any developing country on the planet. Even militarily, while it's spooky seeing them fly that glorified fucking fireworks display a few weeks back, understand that China's actual strike capability, let alone across the Pacific, remains remarkably limited. As a net grain importer with a massive army to feed, good luck fucking feeding your foot soldiers when most of your food comes from fucking Nebraska! Hell, they're still working on a major aircraft carrier factory just to begin to keep pace with the United States. But even if the entire sky hadn't fallen in on China and interfered with its construction, it wasn't even scheduled to be finished till 2030 at the earliest, by which point their population would only be 10 years older with a piss-poor birth rate to actually replace them. Which brings us to perhaps the biggest sword of Damocles currently hovering over the heads of the previously ascendant CCP. One of those C's stands for convalescent home, because these bitches don't know nothing about birthing no babies. Hell, an awful lot of folks who claim the sky's about to rain a bunch of Jackie fucking Chans also recite the phrase demography is destiny. Beautiful bromide, but if that's the case, and I personally believe it is, China doesn't have one. Ever since instituting the one-child policy, the consequences of which are itemized brilliantly in a recent documentary entitled One Child Nation, birth rates have predictably plummeted, such that it was dismantled in hurriedly panicked fashion back in 2016. But folks, if you wanted proof the Fed shouldn't be fucking around with birth rates, China is a living exemplar. No one is breeding. The public is aging. Hell, even the oft-lamented aging out of the land of milk and hentai, Japan, doesn't come within 15 titty fucking miles of the demographic collapse of their Shycom neighbors. And unlike China, Japan are affluent enough to actually fund their aging population. By the time China starts making American money, they'll be too old to fucking keep it. Even the haphazard introduction of a three-child policy enacted as recently as May, always an indication a country's fixing to soar to superpower status, by the by, has only managed to kick China's birth rate back up to 1961 levels. Why is that date significant? Because in 1961, thanks to Mao's magnificent management of agriculture, China were suffering from a nationwide fucking famine. All that effort to get your birth rates back to famine. famine levels, fuckhead! But Razor, what do you mean China isn't prosperous? All I hear is how they're doing the backstroke in a great big Scrooge McDuck money bin filled with American fucking cash. By all means, let's compare those numbers, cuckbag. Even before the Pinko Pox, a cascade of bank failures led to China's per capita GDP not even equaling quite a third of the United States, even in our current decline. And for all the laser light suffused majesty of the Beijing and Shanghai skylines at night, China's cyberpunk illusion, largely furnished by people they've paid off in Hollywood, might I add, nearly a quarter still work on fucking farms. Stateside, that total is about one per fucking cent. Progress. Someone's got to pay for all the ailing and aging going on, and given that China's rapidly approaching a rate of one working family for every four elderly retirees, I don't think the three kids in that family are going to be able to slather enough lead paint on Walmart toys to make up the motherfucking difference. Christ, if only a government lab would leak a great big virus that primarily targets fucking old people. I mean, who fucking said that? The caricature of China as this Machiavellian Flash Gordon villain weaving schemes behind steepled fingers, the intricacies of which would bewilder Western minds with their genius and circumspectitude, is like any other caricature. A fucking cartoon. It presupposes that China's political class are somehow magically inured to the self-same corruptive influences as their Western counterparts, and that the system that somehow facilitated this magnificent transformation was fucking socialism, the one that subsidizes and thus incentivizes corruption in every quarter of the government. Stop being stupid! China's got corruptoids and cronies that would make even Bill goddamn Gates dry heave, assuming he stops sucking their Vienna cocktail cranks for 15 fucking minutes. Hell, earlier this year they sniffed out a corporate bribery scheme so bad, they executed a motherfucker, a semi-regular occurrence in China, incidentally. And this is perhaps what I resent most of all. The unspoken assertion that all we have to do to profit the way China has, or had in the past, is if we just rolled back all the checks and balances on our admittedly bloated bureaucracy and government and installed a fucking dictator. Then we too could make long-term plans and carry them out. But from massive Marxist megacities that stand empty to factories built with Bolshevik subsidies that are now working at 20% capacity or less, foresight is an equality I'd credit to the communist Chinese. At nearly every term, short-term profit has trumped long-term stability in the West Taiwanese landmass. I want to reiterate that I'm not saying we shouldn't take China seriously. Quite the opposite. We should take the Chinese deadly seriously. But when you agree to an MMA fight, you don't study military marksmanship. When you hit the gridiron, you don't study knife work, unless of course you're on the field with fucking OJ. Point being, you prepare for what your opponent is actually capable of. Installing agents to subvert and demoralize our government by, say, oh, I don't know, promulgating black-pilled narratives that the West is slovenly, fractious, and dissolute, and thus buying China the time they need to emerge from the mire of their own slow, self-inflicted demise, so that if China cannot profit in the short term, at least the West will not benefit, you know, the kind of kooky shit we now know, thanks to the Venona intercepts and KGB archives that the Soviet Union were pulling off for a fucking century in the State Department, university system, and of course elsewhere. Pay no attention to Dianne Feinstein's CCP agent chauffeur, fuckheads. In perhaps the finest flourish of fucking irony, the living proof of the effectiveness of Soviet infiltration of the federal bureaucracy, what's that country that had a civil war in the 40s and 50s and the State Department, under the advisement of Soviet agents like Alger Hiss, had to decide whether to back the communists or the nationalists? Oh, that's right! Fucking China! Stop being retarded! Take China seriously, but do it without being a black-pilled bedwetter. If you're going to spread Shycom propaganda, at least make them pay you for it first. I'm Razor Fist. God fucking speed. They shoot the man.